Donald Trump says he cannot get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. by Simon Kent on August 6, 2023. Former President Donald Trump took to social media on Sunday to declare he believes he has no prospect of receiving a fair trial in Washington, D.C. The trial in question relates to matters in connection to the January 6 Capitol riot. Trump used his own Truth social network to post his thoughts. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey has also called on the Department of Justice, DOJ, to move the politicized case against Trump out of the national capital. Donald Trump is not going to get a fair shake in D.C., the home of the swamp, Morrisey, who is running for governor in West Virginia, wrote Thursday morning on the social media platform X, formerly Twitter. If prosecutors insist on proceeding with this politicized case, they should move the venue to West Virginia, he added. West Virginians believe in upholding the rule of law and don't support a double standard of justice. During an interview with PBS aired on Thursday's broadcast of PBS NewsHour, former Attorney General Bill Barr also shared his belief D.C. might not be a fair jurisdiction for 2024 Republican presidential candidate to stand trial on the charges over January 6 and the Department of Justice should consider moving the venue like they did in the documents case, as Breitbart News reported. This latest case is one of three indictments brought against Trump in recent months, and the second from Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. Attorney General Merrick Garland's DOJ is pursuing the case of Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents in the Southern District of Florida while Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office is prosecuting Trump at the state level in New York on allegations of business fraud. Trump has expressed similar concerns regarding receiving a fair trial in New York. And a YouGov poll showed 40% of Americans think he cannot get a fair trial in New York. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.